T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Well, they showed you a statue, told you to pray. They built a true temple and locked you away. Ah, but they never told you the price that you pay. The things that you might have done, only the good die young.
Day. I believe the first time we've had Billy.
We got to do these things when we can.
A couple of stories I just want to bring to your attention before we get to our special today at 4:30, our interview with Ricky Kidd, now that he is out of prison. Not allowed to cross state lines, but out of prison after 23 years in for a crime he did not commit. That is coming your way at 4:30. Have you heard, and I don't know what they're going to be able to do about this. Can you look up Will Sterrett? You remember Tony Richardson?
Mm-hmm.
What a nice guy. Nice guy. Former Kansas City Chiefs player. Apparently now lives out of state. If Scott was here, he would be screaming about this. What was he worth? How much money did he make as a Kansas City Chiefs player? And then I'm going to tell you about this story that aired on Channel 4. They air it under the umbrella of problem solvers. I always like to joke it's problem pointer outers, because there are some problems that you just can't put on TV and solve, and this is one of them. And what is her name? Linda Wagers, that does problem solvers for them over there. So city citations hang on the door like Christmas lights. Collapsed soffit litters the front porch. Downed tree limbs span the front yard. Neighbors have been complaining about former Chiefs fullback Tony Richardson's Overland Park house for years. It is not even the first time Problem Solvers has done the story on this house, which is why I like to call it Problem Pointer Outers. It says Kansas City Chiefs fans might remember Tony Richardson as a bruising fullback, but now he is taking hits from some former neighbors. He has owned a home in Overland Park for more than a decade, and it is a mess. A quick look at the front door reveals a pile of junk sitting there from the soffit, which was so rotted, it has just collapsed on the front stoop. So picture every house you've ever seen in Overland Park, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When you walk up the two steps to the front door, there's a little, you know, front door area patio, maybe 6 feet by 8 feet, the stoop.
The house is beige, right?
The house is beige, of course. The soffit, which is basically the outdoor ceiling above you when you go to ring somebody's doorbell, The entire thing has collapsed. So it's just old, rotted construction debris now blocking the front door. There is a hole in the roof. There's a huge tree limb sitting in the front yard. Richardson lives in New York, still owns the house, but is obviously not maintaining it.
It's effectively an abandoned house at this point.
It's effectively an abandoned house. Can you force someone to sell a house? Why does he still have it if he's not maintaining it? And man, I like the guy.
I don't think you can force someone to sell a house unless, you know, eminent domain's coming into play.
But can the city not say, you either have to clean this up? And if you look at the roof, there is not just a hole in the roof. The roof is shot. It is long since.
Could you say it's holy?
Shot. It is beyond holy, which means there is damage in that house, which is why the soffit collapsed. You can see the roof line that comes over the front door overhang is full of holes, which means rain's been getting in there for how long, and it finally just collapsed. How much did he make when he was here, Will? Did you find it?
I've been working on it. Nothing I've not been able to find anything
definitive. It's going to be a lot. And I know we've all heard about the story of the athlete who has no money left, and I don't know if that's what's going on here.
Well, and okay.
But it's bad. This house is bad.
And let's go ahead and say this, too. All things are relative. NFL players, relatively speaking, are not terribly well paid. Now, granted, you know, it's much more than an average person makes, but NFL salaries are just dwarfed by the kind of contracts that you see in Major League Baseball, that you oftentimes see in the NBA. And the other part of it, too, is that the contracts are not binding. A lot of guys will sign a big deal and never see the bulk of the money because they get cut. You know, they get injured during training camp, they're cut. And so as a result, following how much money a guy actually makes in the NFL is kind of a difficult thing to do.
So they have this shot of the front door, and on the front door there are four city notices. So the city inspectors have been by at least four times. There are four different notices saying, look, this house is in major disrepair. I don't know why he wouldn't just come in and sell it. And again, we're not talking about you need to mow your lawn. This is massive structural damage due to neglect of this home.
At some point, can't they fine him? You know, if they've been out there three times.
You know what? I don't know how that works. I mean, I think everyone listening has that one house in your neighborhood.
The answer to that, Sam, is yes, but how on earth are you going to collect
correct.
If you can't find the guy?
Call if you have had this happen, 576-7798, and I'd love to know what the heck do you do with an absentee owner in a, I assume, nice neighborhood of Overland Park. It doesn't identify the neighborhood. You would be livid if there are probably rodents inside that house. When you see the holes, there are probably birds in there. It's bad. I just don't know legally what can be done if he just has decided to pay the mortgage and abandon all maintenance.
Put up a sign that says animal sanctuary.
576-7798. You can text us at 22980. We had one of these homes in our neighborhood several years ago. It was a very, very elderly gentleman. Home was in huge disrepair, like raccoons and squirrels inside the house, and roof was caving in. It actually looked a lot like this house. And I think the elderly guy died, and then his grandson moved in. And that home was, when it was sold on the courthouse steps, it was knocked down. Like, it was in such bad shape, you could not even save it. I mean, it just had to be raised. Let's go to Karen in Lone Jack. Hi, Karen.
Hey, Dana.
Hey.
I was going to say, I'm a utility clerk in Lone Jack, Missouri, and we have a couple of houses that were in the process of trying to get something done. They're falling down, like you said. There's a big, long legal process to get there, and it takes a long time.
How long? How long does it take, Karen?
It's months in between, you know, 6 months or a year, but you can, if they don't get it done after the process of notifying them so many times and waiting, then the city can go in and clean it up and then put a lien against the property. So if it's ever sold, that is satisfied.
So the city can go in and force repairs.
Yeah, or they have to do it themselves and then can be repaid when the property is sold. You know, just putting a lien against it like any other contractor
sure.
would.
Hey, thanks for the call, Karen. Someone just wrote in, the mortgage company is very interested in keeping the value of the house where it needs to be for them to get their money out of it. The insurance company, too. That's true if you don't own the home outright.
And it's entirely possible he could own the house outright.
It's entirely possible he just owns the house. So there is no bank saying. And do you have to insure, Will, a home that you own outright?
I've never been in that position, so I couldn't tell you, but I don't believe so. To the best of my knowledge,
it would be stupid not to insure your house.
Oh, of course, yeah. But I don't know if there's anything that legally compels you to insure it beyond any liability thing.
If you don't have the escrow involved and the mortgage company involved and the bank involved, I don't know that you have to insure it. 576-7798. Jay, Jim, you hang tight. You are first up when we get back. You are listening to Dana and Parks.
Our house in the middle of a street. Our house in
there's a crowd, there's always something.
So people are asking about taxes and whether or not the taxes are paid on this property we're talking about, owned by former Kansas City Chiefs great Tony Richardson. He bought the house, by the way, back in 2002. And then as he started seeing a ton of success on the football field, he moved into a larger home and rented out this house, but it has been abandoned for the last 3 years. And let me tell you, it is abandoned. I was joking earlier about raccoons coming in and out of the house. One neighbor actually has video of a raccoon disappearing into the house through the roof. I was joking when I said there are probably raccoons in there. There are raccoons in there. So there's actually a Facebook page logging all of the problems with this home. This is from the Fox 4 article. It says it's a shocking reminder of a sports icon who made more than $10 million playing for the NFL and is in the Kansas City Chiefs Hall of Fame. But as you know, if you made $10 million, and let's say you spent $4 million on a house somewhere in New York or California, he owes $30,000 in Kansas property taxes, thousands of dollars in city fines, and I believe $300,000 in unpaid federal taxes to the IRS. He also has a nearly $500,000 judgment against him in Minnesota, where he once owned a home while playing for the Vikings.
So they can take the house.
Well, there's a process. I guess the reason I laid all of that out is that if you live in Overland Park, unfortunately, next to a bunch of raccoons inside of this house, he's got way bigger problems than this house in Overland Park. And my guess is that's why he's not dealing with it. You got the IRS coming after you for $300,000, and you're talking.
They're trying to seize the house you're living in.
They're trying to seize that, and you're talking possible prison time. Let's go to Jay in Lenexa. Hi, Jay.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, good.
Hey, I had the same kind of situation with a house on our block. We live in a cul-de-sac. We've lived there for about 10 years now, and one of the houses at the end of the block, the guy owned it, and I found out through one of the neighbors that he had ended up moving out to California or Florida, one of the two,
yeah,
and was holding onto the house for his kids. Well, the kids ended up never wanting the house, so he just stopped repairing it, stopped doing stuff to it. And luckily enough, we have a homeowner association, and while I despise homeowner associations completely, they actually ended up cracking the whip.
Yeah, you hate the homeowners association until you need the homeowners association, right?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And until the house down the street's falling in on itself. But, yeah, no, they ended up making him repair all the windows and, fixing up the exterior, the soffits, the siding and stuff. And an older couple actually moved into it about 2 years ago, and they had to end up dumping about another $50,000 into the house to get, like, you know, the basement cleared out because it had flooded.
Oh, gosh.
They had to basically tore and gut this house down and basically reframe and re-sheetrock a whole bunch of it because it had just rotted from the inside out.
Well, and I bet they bought that sucker as is. Let's go to Mike in Topeka. Hi, Mike. Go ahead.
Yeah. So when I was a kid, maybe 10 or 11 years old, we had an elderly gentleman that lived in the house across the street from us. That had already, you know, as he was getting older, not been able to keep up with the house. And when he passed, he left the house to his kids who lived in Arizona.
Yep.
And they had no interest in it whatsoever. And we just saw this house go get worse and worse and worse. And one 4th of July, me and a couple of buddies got together and decided that maybe we should handle this problem on our own. And maybe a straight firework would find its way over there. And, well, needless to say, the next summer we had a nice field to play football in.
Did you burn it down?
I can neither confirm nor deny that. I was 13 at the time.
Wow!
But
I did not see that coming.
The statute of limitations. I hope the statute of limitations has expired.
Yeah, like I said, I can neither confirm nor deny that it was our fireworks that set that house on fire.
Oh.
Well, I mean, it's impossible to know.
Did someone just admit arson?
Exactly whose firework it is can never be proven, right?
Parks program? My God.
We got in a bottle rocket fight in the front yard. We don't know what happened.
Probably killed a raccoon while they were at it.
I mean, it's the 4th of July. It could have been anyone's firework.
PETA's coming after him now.
Every once in a while, someone calls in, and I'm like, "What? Wait, what did you just say?" That's one of those calls. Thank you, Mike from Topeka. I do wish the neighbors well in Overland Park. They are saying in another story I found that now that the front of the house has fallen in on itself, the city can, if it chooses to, move in and condemn the property as a dangerous building. Let's hope that that happens. 576-7798, 22980 is the text line. If you would like to text in questions this next half hour, we are going to start our hour-long special with our sit-down with Ricky Kidd and his attorney, Sean O'Brien, since Ricky's release on Friday after 23 years in prison for a crime he did not commit. That special is coming your way straight ahead.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.